With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Bondi's departure ends the contentious tenure of a Trump loyalist who oversaw firings of career employees and investigated the Republican president's perceived enemies. The news follows months of scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case that made Bondi the target of angry conservatives. Trump has named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche as acting attorney general. Three people familiar with the matter say he has privately discussed Environmental Protection Agency head Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The president intends to sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who've gone without paychecks. Here's Greg Cluxton.
After nearly 7 weeks of a partial government shutdown, the president said DHS workers and their families have suffered far too long, and he's going to bypass Congress, even as GOP leaders are working on a plan to fund the department. The president made a similar move last week to resume pay for TSA employees. His latest intervention is expected to apply to other non-law enforcement employees within Homeland Security.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has rescinded a rule that DHS expenditures more than $100,000 be personally approved by his office.
The decision Wednesday ends a widely criticized policy implemented by his predecessor, Kristi Noem, that critics said put a particular burden on the Federal Emergency Management Agency's work aiding disaster response and recovery. It marks the first major action by the new Homeland Security leader, sworn in last week, to change a policy implemented by Noem, whom President Donald Trump fired in March. Mullen's move is expected to ease a spending bottleneck that lawmakers and states said delayed disaster response and recovery funds. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking a strong stand on behalf of religious freedom. Here's Michael Harrington.
Legal analysts say the legacy of the current high court will include a number of things. Amongst them, an unprecedented determination to carve out protections for people of faith in an increasingly secular nation. This week's 8-1 ruling striking down a Colorado law that forbids counselors from helping young people abandon the LGBT lifestyle is just the latest. And in many of these rulings, liberal justices are joining the conservatives for big majorities. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a new push to overturn gay marriage. Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its own 2015 decision that legalized same-sex unions around the country. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says when marriage was redefined, parenthood was as well. This is SRN News. Just in time for Easter, egg prices are down 60% compared to last year's record highs.
Retail prices averaged $2.50 per dozen in February compared to $6.23 in March of last year. Bird flu gets part of the blame for last year's price spikes, and it's one of the reasons prices are so much lower now. An outbreak forced farmers and commercial producers to slaughter many egg-laying hens, but cases ebbed in the second half of 2025. Egg supplies have also improved as farmers replenish poultry flocks. Rich Thomason reporting.
The administration has scaled back its plans to dismantle the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Under the new plan, the Bureau's headcount would be reduced from 1,700 authorized employees before Trump's second term to roughly 550. The original reduction plan had been to trim the staff to just 200 total employees. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.